Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning now in our Bible again to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. And we're looking at verse number 14 on the subject, God's recipe for revival. And we're breaking this verse down into three different parts. Number one, we looked at the people of revival. God said, if my people, which are called by my name. Number two, we looked at the plan for revival. God said, if my people will do four things. Number one, if they will humble themselves. Number two, if they will pray. Number three, and seek my face. Number four, and turn from their wicked ways. And then we have the promise of revival. God said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We have looked thus far at the people of revival, and we're in the process of looking at the plan for revival. And I want to finish that briefly and then look at the promise of revival given in this verse, the Lord willing, on the broadcast today. I pointed out to you these four things that God said in the plan of revival, if my people will do. Number one, he said, humble themselves. Then number two, he said, and pray. And then number three, he said, and seek my face. Now, the expression, seek my face, is not found in the New Testament. It occurs only twice in the Old Testament. It occurs here in our text verse. God said, if my people will seek my face. And then he said in the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse number 15, talking about the nation of Israel and him going away from them because of their rejecting him. And notice what he says in this verse. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction will they seek me early. So here we find two times in the Old Testament that God uses the phrase, seek my face. I could simply say to you that it means to seek God's favor. You know why there is so much going wrong in these days? I'll tell you why. We have forgotten God. And the Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. The Bible said righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the Bible said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And friend, there is so much going wrong in our world today because we who know God have turned our back upon God. And if we want God's favor, it can be found. God said in Jeremiah 29:13, you shall seek for me and shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. We have a phrase given over in the New Testament that is somewhat parallel to this. In the book of 1 John chapter 3, In verse number 22, the Bible said, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Friend, we must recognize that we do not deserve revival. We do not deserve God to hear our prayers and send revival to our churches and to our country. It is not of our deserving. We're too wicked. We're too sinful against God. But God is a God of mercy, and his mercy can be found of those that will seek him. But the problem is today, so many people still want to go their own way, do their own thing, and they do not care anything about what pleases God and what God is honored and glorified with. They care nothing about preachers preaching on holiness, on faithfulness, on service. All they want is God's blessings. And when they say God's blessings, they basically are looking at temporal blessings and not spiritual blessings on their life. I am convinced you can have from God what you want if you want it bad enough to humble yourself and pray and seek God's face until God hears from heaven and answers your prayer. So God said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face," then notice the last one. And this is a thing that most of us don't want to do in these days. He said, "And turn from their wicked ways." First of all, most people in the world today are not willing to even admit their ways are wicked ways. But I want to tell you, the Word of God said that we're all an unclean thing, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. I want to tell you, my best and your best is sickening in the eyes of a thrice holy God. There is no good in any of us that deserves the blessings of God and that deserves revival. But I hear God crying out in Ezekiel 33 in verse number 11. God said, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." Here's what God's got pleasure in. "But that the wicked turn from his ways and live." And God cries out, turn ye from your evil ways. "For why will you die, O house of Israel?" And friend, we can make that application to our country today, in our churches across our land. We are dying because people are not willing to turn from their wicked ways. But let me give you that verse again. God said, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." And then God cries out, turn ye from your evil ways. "For why will you die, O house of Israel?" The Bible says twice in the book of Luke chapter 13, verse number 3 and verse number 5, same words. God said, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Friend, listen to me today. We will never see revival as long as we continue on in our sinful ways. But oh, when we come to the place of confessing our sins and turning from them, the Bible said, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. So God said, if you want revival, here's how it's going to come. Here's my plan. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, then, and may I simply say, not until then, only then. You see, God wants to send revival more than any of us wanted. But God said, after we fulfill our responsibility, we have the promise of revival. God said three things. Number one, he said, I will hear from heaven. Oh, we need to hear from God in our day. And we need God to hear us from heaven, then answer from heaven and grant the petition for revival. And God said, not only will I hear from heaven, but I will forgive their sins. Though our sins are many, and though our fingers drip with the blood of innocent babies that we've killed by the thousands, and our streets are stained with the blood of those that were killed in the accidents because of our drinking and our drug culture that we live in today. Though there be much adultery and fornication and lying and murdering and stealing and on I could go, naming sin. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin. And then God said, I will heal their land. Oh, my friend, listen to me today. I want to tell you, every nation in the world could say what I'm about to say. We're a wicked people. We're like Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 6, where the Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquities of us all. Listen to God in Ezekiel 33. He said, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. And then God pleads, turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Will you join me in prayer for revival? Father, honor your word, help your people, and send revival, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.